Father, we bless you. O Lord, we exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. We worship you, O Lord. We lift up our voice. We lift up our hands and we say, you are the Lord. You are God forevermore. You are righteous. You are good. You are kind. We honor you, O Lord. We bow before you. We say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we honor you. We return all glory unto you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of life, for the gift of love, for your mercy that endures forever, for your kindness that is upon our lives. We honor you, Lord. We bless you. We lay our crowns and we worship you. We bless you, for you are God and you are God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't need a man to be the God that you are. Oh, we worship you for the year 2026. For this month of August, we worship you. Oh, for your blessing, for your grace, for protection, for provision, we honor your name. And Father, we are before you, O Lord, this morning. We ask that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 30th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his kindness upon your life. Worship him. Tell the Lord that you are worthy to be praised. And I want you to lift up your voice and speak concerning your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cast down every imagination, every thought that wants to exert themselves against the knowledge of Christ in my life. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. Today, I rise above the storm of the day. I rise above the storm of life in the name of Jesus. Today, I walk in the path of the provision of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, today, I declare that I receive divine surprises. I receive the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, I command everything and anything that is not planted by the Lord into this day, you are rooted out in the name of Jesus. Today, I embrace the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. I take prophetic stand over this day. I claim his blessing for me. I assess the provision of God for me today in the name of Jesus. I speak peace over my day, over my household in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of Holy Ghost ahead of me, around me, upon me as I step out today in the name of Jesus. I declare over my life today, I walk in new levels of grace, new levels of favor, and new levels of influence in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil word that is spoken concerning this day. You will not manifest upon me. Evil prophecy that has been spoken over this day, you will not be fulfilled upon me in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I rise above every trap of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Today, I embrace the blessings of the Lord. I embrace the light that is in his word in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I walk in favor today. I walk in a favor that cannot be explained. Favor in difficult places. Favor in impossible situations. In the name of Jesus, the Lord crown this month with his goodness. The fatness of his presence drip upon my path. In the name of Jesus, my path is fruitful. In the name of Jesus, I pull down every imagination of the enemy, every altar of wickedness in my day. I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, I speak divine solution into impossible situation that surrounds me, into impossible cases. In the name of Jesus, oh, I arise today and I speak the blessings of the Lord upon me, the Lord upon my life. The Lord bless me. The Lord keep me. Oh, the grace of God be upon me. The Lord is gracious unto me. In the name of Jesus, I take possession of this day. I take possession of this day. I declare over my life, I am a sign and a wonder of God's goodness, of God's grace, of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy the provision of God by his favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, and like we do, we are going to bless the name of the Lord for his merciful kindness towards us, for his love that cannot be compared. So we are going to be reading from the book of Psalm 117. It has just two verses, Psalm 117 verse 1 and verse 2. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, Lord him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Now, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something about the faithfulness of the Lord. See, the faithfulness and the steadfast love of the Lord can never change. They are embedded in the nature of God. Our belief in his faithfulness and in his love does not strengthen his faithfulness towards us. It is not like when you believe, the Lord gain one strength so that your belief will strengthen his faithfulness and his steadfast love towards you. But when we believe in his faithfulness, when we believe in his steadfast love, it does not strengthen him, it strengthens us. Our choice of faith in him, our choice of faith in God does not change the truth. It does not change the fact that for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Your faith in him, either you have faith or you don't have the faith, it doesn't change the fact that God is God and is God forevermore. Either you choose to believe or not, God is great. He's good, he's great, and he's merciful. Listen, beloved, his steadfast love towards you is not a function of your service, is not a function of your work, is not a function of your righteousness, is not a function of your prayer, is not a function of your giving or your tithing. It is pure love that predicts you. The scripture says, we love him because he first loves us. So his love predicts you. God is faithfully committed to your life by his love. Beloved, praise the Lord, the God of all mercy. God is merciful, slow to anger, abiding in his love, genuine love towards you, genuine love towards me. He's slow to anger. He abides in his love forevermore. He will not cast you away, no matter who you are. He said, whosoever comes to me comes to the Father, I will no wise cast away. He will not send you away. He will embrace you. You don't need to do this to get this. All you need to do is just to come before him as you are. He's not saying that you come before him perfect. No, if you are perfect, he will not ask you to come. He is not calling you to come before him perfect, as dirty as you are, as broken as you are, as battered as you are, as sinful as you are. He is calling unto you to come before him because of his love. Why won't you praise him? He's a father that will not discriminate. The scripture says that, can a mother forget a suckling child? The scripture says, of course, some mother can. They can neglect their child. In fact, we have seen mothers that throw away their baby. They will abandon their child, their newborn baby. They put them in a dumpster behind the water, wanting to kill the baby. But God will never do that. He will never abandon you. He will never. I promise you one thing. God is faithful. He's faithful forevermore. The cruelty and the wickedness of men cannot be denied. But the love and the faithfulness of God overpower, overwhelms, oversees all. The love of God for you cannot be changed. His kindness, his faithfulness is forever over your life. His kindness for you, towards you, is indescribable. His grace is sufficient in all for us. His grace is sufficient in all for us. You cannot exhaust the kindness of God. God's kindness is very large, welcoming at all time without discrimination. Human can discriminate, but God won't. You might go to one particular place of worship and they tell you this is how you are supposed to dress, or they tell you this seat is meant for this one and for that one, but God does not discriminate. He does not. As a matter of fact, his interest is in the one that stray away. He will leave the 99 and look for that particular one that stray away. So God's interest is on you. Thank him because he loves you. He loves me. He loves you more than anything. And let me say this in conclusion. He delivers us from the jaw of the wicked. He delivers you from the jaw of the wicked. He will not allow the wickedness of the wicked to fall upon me. He won't allow the wickedness of the wicked to fall upon you. He has broken the scepter of the wicked and he has dethroned the reign of cruelty over my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to bless his name. Give thanks to him. Give thanks unto him. Give thanks unto him, irrespective of your situation. The scripture says, though the fig tree may not blossom, you might not find fruit on the tree. You might get to your flock and there is no herd there. He said, but yet I will praise the Lord. I will praise him. I will thank the Lord of my salvation. For he is God that will make my feet like the hinds' feet and will make me to walk upon my high places. You are coming out of that situation. Thank him. Even though it looks to everyone that you are broken, you are battered, and no help is coming. But bless the Lord, for God is working out a solution that is beyond the understanding of men for you. Give thanks unto him. Worship him. Sing unto him. Oh, I love this song so much. If not for copyright situation, I would have played it around this time now. But I want you to go and listen. It's by Domwell. I will sing. I will praise. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. I will praise him. I will worship him. I will lift up my voice and I will bless him. For he is good. He's righteous. He's faithful. He's kind, is gracious, is God that answers prayers, is the one that brings me out of the pit and he set me to sit with the princes of the world, is the one that has poured out upon me his oil of favor and his grace, he has said, is sufficient for me. Bless the name of the Lord. Lord, together we say thank you this morning. As a family, we worship you for your kindness, for your faithfulness, for your love, for your grace, for all that you have done for us, for provision, for protection, most importantly, for salvation. Thank you for the gift of your love for me. You love me even before I say I love you. Therefore, Lord, I love you so much. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. We honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want you to go with a heart of thanksgiving before the presence of the Lord today and worship. Dance before him. Sing unto him. Say, Father, you are worthy to be praised. Dance before him. Go to the presence of the Lord this morning and receive strength. His grace is sufficient for you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And I want to use this medium to thank everyone that reached out by sending their financial support towards our orphanage outreach yesterday. It was a wonderful experience. By the grace of God, we donated what we were able to buy with the little that we were able to put together from different donations from every angle. Let me say this, that the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. The first of his kind, this is our first anniversary. The blessing of the first of his kind that you have never seen before, that people will say, no, this is the first of his kind. That is your portion in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. God bless you. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.